The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good, happy Friday to you, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Or, you know where I'm going with that. I heard that, what you said. I heard it. I'm just messing with you. We got to have a laugh. For those of you out there, you're too serious. Stop that. You know, there are certain days that we got to feel good. We got to wake up with a smile on our face and thank the Lord we got 2 feet and a heartbeat, right? You better say right. There's a reason that we're here on this earth, and that is to bless other people's lives in the best way you can, not to sit there and pout and doom and gloom. And you know, this is why we do what we do here at the Power Hour. We have the free shipping at the Power Mall. That's how we're helping people. We're saving you a few bucks without having to subscribe to stuff. You know, it's boycott Bezos. He's woke. Totally woke. And so we don't want anything to do with Jeff Bezos or his ilk. And so therefore we're doing a commemorative thing here to beat up on him and his business with free shipping on all orders all week long at the Power Mall. And of course that does not include drop ship products because they come directly from the supplier. North American Urban Spice products are 10% off all this week, including Orego gummies, which we have back in stock. And of course, Strauss, we made a deal with them because people were calling, our dedicated listeners were calling and saying, hey, how come you only sell the heart drops themselves? Well, we called Strauss and said, look, we got to take care of our listeners here. Health is important to them and they love your product, but we can't just stock one thing. They said, okay, tell you what, we'll drop ship to everybody and they can order everything in our line. Okay. You can also sign up for AutoShip as well. Canceling is extremely easy and hassle-free. All you got to do is call or email us if you need to cancel. All right, that's the AutoShip. James McCanney was on our show yesterday, and he came out with this deal on his water filtration system, the MR5 with the UVB filter, and $1,000 off. Seriously, this is something you need to take into consideration if you value your water supply. Especially if you have a well, you probably want to order a Big Blue as well. And if you don't have internet, you can still call us here at 877-817-9829. The Power Mall opens at 8 a.m. We can actually order one of McCanney's water filtration systems or the replacement Berkey's, his version of them, for your gravity pour-overs. I know you know what they are because you've been paying attention. You know what survival mode is. You know what prepping mode is. A lot of you do. You've heard it on the show. There's nothing wrong with it except there is one thing wrong with it. Everybody else and their brother points a finger at you and thinks you're nuts and you know better, right? Yeah. What did grandma and grandpa, what do you call it? Shaving for a rainy day. Young whippersnapper. Remember that way back when? Used to give you the old gib slap up the back of the head, you know, when you do something nutty. Yeah, we have the daily deal going on at the Power Mall as well. If you go to thepowermall.com and click on the daily deal, you can enjoy even more savings. And of course, that number, 877-817-9829, is there if you need to request a Power Mall catalog or talk to a human being. And, you know, the donation, of course, those are good too. We appreciate them. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814 is our snail mail. For those of you who feel so inclined to stick a 63-cent stamp, I sure hope if you like to send stuff through the mail that you're buying rolls of stamps, because right now a roll of 100 stamps is $63. And I was informed, and now this is as of July 1. Yeah, so much for this roll of stamps I've got right here in my hot little hand. It says freedom on here. Notice that? I'm going to hold it right up to the camera so you can see it. It says freedom right there for those of you watching live stream. Yeah, what's free about paying $63 for 100 stamps? Well, you can use them anytime. Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, this is the thing. I was told by the postmaster that every January and July, there's going to be price increases. I'm like, these people are pricing themselves out of business. But if you feel so inclined to send us a snail mail with a 63-cent stamp, you're more than welcome to do so. And you can also send us a letter letting us know why you think you should get one of Rick Satellite USA's systems. That'd be a good thing, because I think, you know, we're going to give one away today, and that's going to be a good thing. So you want to be there. It's going to happen in the next hour. We're going to give one away. Want to tell you that we do care about your survival and what's going on. Next week, you are definitely going to want to tune in. David Tice will be joining us, Grid Down, Power Up. You know that film? Yeah, he's involved in it, and he's going to be on the show. Miriam Grossman, that's Dr. Miriam Grossman, MD. She's the author of Lost in Transnation, A Child Psychiatrist's Guide Out of the Madness. Yeah, with all this junk with Dylan Mulvaney and I don't feel safe here. Yeah, okay. So you went to Peru where homosexuality is okay? Hope you enjoy yourself down there. Wow, I'm sure they'll be delighted to see you. On Thursday, big special guest, former Trump ICE director. For those of you who don't know what ICE is, it's Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Tom Homan will be joining the show. Yeah, you get to call up and ask, get it straight from the horse's mouth. Chris Smaje, I think it's S-M-A-J-E. I think it's, I don't want to say Smaje. That sounds too weird. That sounds Swedish to me. Saying no to a farm-free future. See, because what's all the elitists want? They want to cut us out of our farms. They want to take our farmland. And once that farmland is gone, they pave paradise and put up a parking lot. Remember that? Don't know what you got till it's gone, right? So, you know, Chris is going to be on with us saying no to a farm-free future on Friday. Friday, farm-free future. Oh, there's a good alliteration of F's. Thank God it's Friday.
Right.
You listen to the Power Hour, by the way, by calling 631-359-8232. And, of course, send us that letter letting us know why you would like one of Rick Satellite USA system, because I think Rick next month's going to be giving another one away, this time himself. And if you want to donate and you want to call Rick, you can do that. He'll tell you how on the show. Pretty cool. We're going to be partnering pretty soon with Where's the Beef? PowerHourBeef.com with J.D. Rucker and Whole Cow Freeze-Dried Beef. This is stuff that is not tainted with mRNA and all sorts of other junk. You get to order that stuff. It's not crumbles, TVP, textured something, protein, vegetable protein. What does that tell you? Textured vegetable protein. Is that healthy for you? Like Andy Looney used to say, I don't think so. Yeah. So, but you can, if you want to order anything, including the partners, and you don't have internet, you want to go to the partners tab and shop on thepowerhour.com. We've got Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, big special going on there, MyPillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star West Botanicals, they bulk herbs and spices, Flag Connections and EMF Rocks. All you have to do is just call us up next hour when we open up here Central Time at 877-817-9829. We will hook you up with the Partners tab. We'll make the call for you. We'll do everything, whatever you want to do. You just let us know. We'll help you out, right? If you're doing it on your own online, please take 5 minutes to call or email us to let us know you did it so we're getting credit for your purchases. Of course, our newsletters are always available, thepowermall.com, thepowerhour.com. Click the newsletter tab on each of those websites, and we will send you free information. Information's always good. So, yep, no, Rick Kaler will be on 816-228-1801 in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. He'll be on with us next hour giving away one of those satellite systems. You got to love it. On to today's top five news stories. Just when you think that it was safe to go outside. Yeah, no, I'm messing with you. It's Feel Good Friday. Come on. China is passing laws building an infrastructure for wartime, according to an expert. J. Kyle Bass, chief investment officer for Hayman Capital Management Hedge Fund. Now, these are the money guys, right? When he says, it's not like when you have Hutton talks, people listen to everybody that screen freezes up, remember that? Now, this isn't like that. This is a hedge fund manager looking at what's going on behind the scenes and what China's doing right now, especially the CCP, which rules China as a single-party state. Basically, they are taking actions right now to insulate their economy and build infrastructure required to conduct a war against Taiwan. And you know what the United States has feebly said? Well, if they invade Taiwan, we're going to have a war with China. Oh, you think so? These nutballs in D.C. have another guess coming if they think that China's going to put up with that. Nope. The CCP is building 18 air raid shelters in the Fujian province adjacent to Taiwan because they figure what's going to happen is that they're going to get attacked on their southern coast closest to Taiwan to try to shut off the flow of combat weapons against the nation of Taiwan. Regime's also building the world's largest combat hospital in the region. Now, see, the money guys know what's going on behind the scene. This move was reminiscent of Russia's construction of blood banks on the borders of Ukraine in the months leading up to its invasion last year. So understand that this could get even more serious, and you've got all these Chinese nationals here, many of whom haven't told you, oh, because we don't speak English. We won't speak English. You don't speak English, but hey, you know how to hack into a computer, and you might just be here with the intent of taking down our grid using your computer. The whole lot of you. We don't know, do we? Because Biden just let them go wander about the countryside. And trust me, there's money flowing in here somewhere to support what they're doing. There are cells in this country, and if you say there aren't, I'm sorry. You're in denial. If you think they're not here already, because they are. They're buying up land. They're here. They bought up land right near Grand Forks Air Base, for crying out loud. And we'd let them get away with it. President Biden, if that's what he calls himself, and he's a president in his own mind, not to the rest of us. He's authorizing the military right now. Yeah, Austin, you know, DOD, Secretary of Defense, moron. Authorizing the military, you ready for this? To call reservists to active duty to support the Ukraine war. And here you thought we weren't going to have boots on the ground over there. Yeah, they're calling it Operation Atlantic Resolve, a contingency operation. We want to bring the U.S. military as close to the Ukrainian border as we can. All the while, NATO is analyzing the situation about how to bring Ukraine into the fold so that they can invoke Article 5. It's stupid people want World War III. And the banks are like, oh, goody, goody, goody. You know, we all, the banks, we've always done this. We've always made money off both sides of the war. So you guys just go right ahead, you idiots, and you go ahead and do this. Yeah, no peace in our time, right? No, can't have peace. Got to have war. War makes money, especially for defense contractors. I know everybody's going, which ones? Which ones do we invest in? Because the stock's going to go up. See, that would be insider trading. We can't do that. An election integrity group is suing the state of North Dakota to block its law that allows the state to accept and count mail-in ballots that arrive up to 13 days after election day. Now, as the libtards would say, is that fair? There's reportedly 18 states plus the District of Columbia that accepted mailed ballots that are delivered after Election Day. Congress created an exception to the law for military and overseas voters whose mailed-in ballots are counted, even if they arrive after Election Day. I hate to say this, but if you give a damn about your country and you are doing a mail-in thing, you need to make sure it gets there before Election Day in November of 2024. Otherwise, you know, you, I don't know, used to could, you'd go to the polls and you'd go into the booth and you'd pull the curtain behind you. When you grab the handle and you pull the handle to the right, the curtain closes. Remember how that worked? Of course you do. Old school. Hey, Dave, you're dating yourself again. Yeah, I know. The thing is, you pull the handle, there's the levers. You're private. You can vote. You push the tab down. It only lets you do one. Or if there's multiple issues, you just decide, you know, multiple candidates or whatever. You click which ones you want. And then when you pull the handle back, the curtain opens, your vote is registered. Remember how that worked? Then, of course, you had what happened down in Florida when Bush got elected. And the Secretary of State down there, you know, Secretary Catherine. Yeah, she got into this big thing. And there was a hanging chad. That issue. Wow. We got to keep an eye on what's going on in the polls in 2024. Otherwise, we are in for a merry-go-round that is not going to stop. Hawaii may be impacted from its first hurricane to enter the Central Pacific. This is Tropical Cyclone Calvin, Tropical Storm Calvin right now, the third named storm in the Eastern Pacific so far this year, is now headed toward the Hawaiian Islands, developing Tuesday in the Eastern Pacific. They're tracking it, of course. So everybody in Hawaii is going to be going, okay, yeah, we've been through this before. It may downgrade too, and it may be just a real serious tropical storm hitting the islands, but we don't know yet. Depends on the jet stream and the waters and whatnot. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Don't worry. Now, Adam Data, we have talked about them on the show before, which I am a subscriber to, and therefore I get newsletters. One of which is saying that foreclosure activity in the first half of this year has ticked upwards toward pre-COVID levels. And you remember that's when everybody was going into default because you were told you have to stay home. You have to wear a face mask. You have to social distance 6 feet. Yeah, you can't go to bed with your partner. You have to sleep in separate beds. In fact, if you have two houses on the same lot, why don't each of you sleep in separate houses? How far can stupid? You have to wear a mask while you're driving. Have to wear a mask when you're outdoors. Have to wear a mask when you're swimming. Have to wear a mask in the grocery store. Have to wear a mask in the car wash. Yep, you have to keep your car 6 feet apart. Maybe it'd be better if you kept them 27 feet apart because you know how far a sneeze travels. And everybody, all the stupid people in America bought into this. That's the sad part about it. And they quit paying their mortgage and screamed at the government, please save us. And what did the government do? Okay, we'll declare a moratorium because we've got this medical emergency going on. And they put the banks and their servicers into a proverbial tailspin for a couple of years. Remember that? Well, now that the moratoriums are gone, yep. The 2023 U.S. foreclosure market report shows there were a total of 185,580 U.S. properties with foreclosure filings. That includes default notices, scheduled auctions, or bank repos. We call them REO for real estate owned in the first 6 months of this year. That figure is up 13% from the same time period a year ago when the moratorium was kicking in. And up 185% from the same time 2 years ago when we were in the full tilt boogie lockdown. Wow. Craziness. 19 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. That concludes your top five news stories. We move on to world news. The world tomorrow. Remember that? Medical apartheid, vax passports, and the end of freedom to travel. We now know that lockdowns and the resulting travel passports for the vaccinated had nothing to do with science or health. Rather, it was a dystopian power grab to flip the world into scientific dictatorship, aka technocracy. There is no freedom to travel if it's only for those who are willing to take the gene therapy shots. And it's just getting started. Yeah, this is what you have to look forward to, folks, because they are going to find a way to start another pandemic. I know you think, oh, Craig, you're off your rocker again. Nope. No, I'm not. You watch. It's going to happen. They're already doing this. They got the biometric thing. Have you ever been to the airport lately? I went to an airport and watched people walk up to the biometric scanner and stick their face in the lens so it could scan their retina. God. Here, just avoid those long lines. Matter of convenience, right? A matter of convenience to go and let them photograph your eye. Now they've got you. They've got you. Man, I mean, you probably took the jab too. Because see, that's what the vaccine passport's all about for those of you who aren't clued in. You know, unless you can prove that, you know, you have been jabbed, you can't get on that plane flight. Well, see, now it's relaxed now, of course, because the medical emergency, you just wait. Especially in Europe. The EU is going to start it first. You notice what happened in Italy with all those people dropping dead, most of them seniors. Well, we don't have to take care of grandma and grandpa anymore. See, that's what they're doing, you know? And if you die and you're drawing Social Security, well, guess who doesn't have to pay out Social Security anymore? Yeah, you guessed it. And then we got all these illegal immigrants coming into the country courtesy of Biden. Hey, Senor Biden, Senor Joe. How's Ashley, Joe? Why don't you send Ashley over here? We got a bunch of illegals that like to rape people that would like to talk to her. You see, this is what they're doing, folks. I told you yesterday, I warned you that all of this is starting up in America. You got all these convicts, criminals, convicted murderers, rapists, thieves, shoplifters. They're all going to start. They're going to turn into have-nots when the money runs out. They're taking up hotel space in upstate New York and various other places. Wow. And see, when the money runs out and they got nowhere to go and they need food, what are they going to do? We already know what they're going to do. And if you happen to be in their way, you might get hurt or worse. So understand what we're headed for. And this is why people are calling me in the back channels and saying, Dave, we're stocking up on food, guns, and ammo. Yeah. Better have a good lawyer, too. I'm not even sure about that now that they're all using ChatGPT to write their legal briefs. This whole justice system is so screwed up. And, of course, on one hand, there is bluster and bravado of global warming zealots. On the other hand, there is a reality that falls way short of their imaginations and propaganda. These people are stupid. I'm talking about people within the United Nations, the World Economic Forum. That's right. Klaus Schwab and the Schwab kebabs. That's right. Klaus Schwab, Schwab kebab. Other greenwashing organizations, this hubris left over from these pipe dreams of ages ago is leaving the rest of the world in dire straits. Not to fear, just say no. Now, of course, concerning food and fertilizer, because we all want to know about that, we, of course, can make our own fertilizer, but I don't want to do poop jokes here. It's a clean show. Russia is poised to backtrack on the Ukraine grain deal. That's right. Concerns are growing. Russia won't extend a UN brokered deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to parts of the world struggling with hunger. Huh. Deal originally reached last year to ease a global food crisis is up for renewal next week. So they're not going to let grain flow, which means people are going to starve. Is that what they want? Yes. They want to reduce the world's population by any means. And now the FDA, of course, we're going to get into this, but the FDA has now made an over-the-counter morning-after pill available to anybody that wants to go to a grocery store to buy it. That includes your kid who went out, snuck out, had sex. Oops, I might be pregnant. And they can take that pill and buy it over-the-counter, yeah, with no prescription. Wow. The FDA's approved it. Why is that? Because, see, it helps. You don't even know what's in that pill, right? It could totally screw with your ovaries, girls, and you won't be able to have babies anymore. Pregnancy will not be an issue because we've just figured out a way to strip off the ability to get pregnant, procreate, which is what God commanded, and you're going to be sterile the rest of your life. Now, is that depressing to some women who you know, think that abortion is wonderful. And anytime they get pregnant, they can go out and just get the baby aborted. You know, let's make an argument out of it. Why don't we? Let's make it political. Wow. Craziness. It's what it is. The Supreme Court, according to a commentary by John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, by the way, happy birthday, John. In a 6-3 opinion, the Supreme Court has affirmed the rights of citizens to challenge electoral power grabs and gerrymandering in the state courts. The case is Moore versus Harper. They held the U.S. Constitution's Elections Clause does not give unchecked power to a state legislature to prescribe the times, places, and manner of holding federal elections, because state courts have the authority to apply state constitutional restraints on their legislature when challenged by the people. You got to love that. And of course, the Rutherford Institute, the ACLU, and the Niskanen Center were all involved in this, submitting amicus briefs, or amicus briefs. You can say it any which way. Amici is the plural, or amici. Yeah. So amicus briefs is probably the correct way. Of course, you ask Ketanji Brown Jackson. She calls herself a justice. She can't even identify what a woman is. I'm not a biologist. No, you idiot. You're a Supreme Court justice. You can't identify what a woman is, and you are one? Huh. Do you have the sex organs of a woman? Think about it, libtard. You see, this is what our government has done, you know, totally trashing us, we the people. They do it right in your face. I mean, they don't care. They're like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? You see, this is what's going to get people really perturbed, and this could eventually, and there are a lot of people I've talked to of late that think we're going to have another civil war. And I don't think it's, from what they're saying, it's not going to be the same kind of civil war that we're, nobody's going to put on the blue and the gray, and they're not going to go out and have a Confederate flag. No, that's not the kind of civil war we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, UN troops coming into America at the behest of the administration when they steal the election in 2024, because that's what they intend on doing. These 6.5 million illegals that have come into the country, they're going to try to make them registered voters. All the Democratic states, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, are all going to try to do this. They're going to try to pull it off. It's in the news, folks. If you don't believe it, they're all attempting to make all these illegals that are being shipped up there registered voters so they can vote Democrat in the next election. You watch. It's happening. You could just sit there and do nothing. Oh, well, I'm just going to have a pity party. Yeah. Whatever. You get what you get. That's how that works. So, you know, understand that this is what, according to my producer, she's telling me that this O-pill, we haven't even gotten to that yet, but the O-pill is already available. But the FDA has just given its approval. Yeah, they have the morning after pill. But, I mean, it's something that you also, and understand, this is how they're going to do population control, folks. It's how it works. Just one little aspect of it. We're at the break right now. We'll be back with more news of interest in your phone calls after these important messages here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. No, it's 7:32, actually. It's Feel Good Friday. I'm just messing with you. Oh, my God, I'm late for work. No, you're not. You want to hear? I'm just trying to be inconvenient in an inconvenient world. No, you want to talk about convenience? Guess what? The Secret Service announced yesterday that they were unable to identify the White House cocaine smuggler. Are you surprised at that? Well, the lawmakers and pundits aren't. And they're like, wait a minute, Biden, you pledged to restore decency and honor to the White House. And now this. Yeah, they wanted to get a fingerprint off the baggie. And there was no more information resulting from forensic testing or video review. Have been able to identify a suspect. Yeah, there are several hundred individuals. Nobody got interviewed. I mean, what a joke this has turned out to be, right? What do you expect? This could be another rope-a-dope, folks. You just paying attention to that and not what's going on around you. Oh, Arthur Koch in the White House? Oh, my God, we should be ashamed. Well, let's talk about that all day and not about what's really going on in the world, which is exactly what they want. It's weapons of mass distraction. Extraterrestrial beings might not be a threat. Otherwise, they could have already used their superior technologies to turn us into a charcoal briquette, according to Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee, after claiming to have seen classified UFO footage. No, they're exploring. The House Oversight Committee hearing on UFOs, now commonly referred to as Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, or UAPs. There's a new one for you. Space science podcast Event Horizon, that Burchett has been shown footage that has not been released to the public, and he says it's real. Oh, by the way, we forgot to mention on the White House cocaine thing that went nowhere, the Secret Service discovered marijuana twice in Biden's White House.
Hey, man. Oh, was it good stuff?
Oh, Farr, I would have taken the reds, man. Yeah. Yeah, they, of course, couldn't identify who the cocaine smuggler is. So, you know, a little pot in the White House, whatever, doesn't matter. Yeah, sit around the campfire and sing Wohelo all day, right? Yeah. Feel Good Friday. Come on. We can do this. You can do this. Work with me. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, by the way, she's a Democrat, used to be the Attorney General, sparing millionaire destinations from being forced to absorb a growing number of illegal aliens who are living off the state's taxpayers in motels, according to the Boston Herald. Their columnist, Howie Carr. This is a libtard newspaper, folks, the Boston Herald. State Representative Peter Durant, who's Republican running for state Senate, asked Healey for a full accounting on the cost to Massachusetts taxpayers to house, feed, and care for the growing number of illegal aliens arriving in the state. Now, of course, they're all wanting to make them registered voters, so they vote Democrat, right? It's all about democracy. No, it isn't. It's about your freedom. The Epoch Times got some honorable mention. Representative Ralph Norman said in his speech it was entered into the congressional record talking about the history of the Epoch Times, or Epic Times, however you want to call it, representing freedom, which is where a lot of our news source comes from. Now, I pick it apart, too, sometimes because I think they've gone a little overboard. Finally, in national news, foreign cops in the U.S. Oh, here we go. Under the Mexican Constitution, a naturalized citizen may never, ever be a police officer, even if he's lived and paid taxes in Mexico for decades. Yet under a bill passed by the Illinois legislature, a Mexican or any other foreigner could enter the U.S. illegally, receive some kind of unwarranted amnesty, and then become a cop. Oh, is that the kind of guy you want pulling you over? What's more, policies allowing such are already a reality in certain parts of our country. Welcome to the third millennium. Citizenship means a lot most everywhere but in the U.S. And, of course, this bill sent to Governor J.B. Pritzker, the fat libtard, would allow non-citizen immigrants to become law enforcers in the state of Illinois. This is House Bill 3751, for those of you who are paying attention. Permits anybody who is not a U.S. citizen but legally authorized to work in the country under federal law to apply to become a cop or sheriff's deputy.
Golly, Andy.
Yep, there you go. This is just going to get weirder by the minute, folks. Wow. George in Canada, how are you, sir?
Well, be thankful you're not in England, because the London Met dropped their requirements that you don't even have to speak English anymore to apply.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's got to be a bit of a thorn in your side if you're on the receiving end. You were talking about, you know, the next pandemic. It was in the NATO statements. It's down at the bottom of their draft, but they call it Disease X, that we have to prepare for Disease X. It's inevitable. It's coming soon. So they're all ready to go with this. Don't forget that. And your UAPs, there's two ways to wage war, and we forget about the one that's used against us every day, even though we live and swim in it. There's overt action, and there's covert action. And the art of war is covert action, so that I defeat you before you even know to get up and stand up and resist. It's over. It's done. I beat you. And I've always speculated this invasion has been microscopic, and it's coming through a needle, so that we're changing your innards, your DNA, turning you into what's called biodigital convergence. DARPA has been working on that for many, many long years. So you become typically what they call the zombie apocalypse at the Center for Disease Control. We own your body, your soul, your mind, and the rest just comes along for the ride. So this is what we've been seduced into with the greatest application of covert warfare ever practiced in human society. There's a very major international story. Yes.
I got a question. There was some talk a while ago about the fact that this gene therapy is patented. So that means that if they inject you with their patented product, what does that mean? You know where I'm going with this. They own you.
Yes. So I talked about that, you know, in my journey. I'm not that familiar with American law, but sometimes I stumble on it, and I don't remember the case. I don't have it at my fingertips. But it was a civil case about, can you patent some sort of DNA? And the answer was no, because you didn't make it. The Almighty did. And so if you change it and alter it to some degree, it's different, and then you can patent it, and you own it. So they put something into you, and the general opinion is, we've changed it and altered it, so you're no longer human. They have a new word for it, too. It was something, Homo Borg something. The American military came up with that term in the 90s.
But then you infringe on their patent when you take the jab.
No. They changed you, so the patent holder owns you.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
Just like you have the Monsanto seeds going on your farm.
There you go. I was waiting for you to do that. I was waiting for you to go to Monsanto. I get it. Folks, understand, George made a great point here. I hope you were listening.
And I asked some lawyers, too, but a lot of them are slow to catch on. They just don't understand what's going on. So a retired lawyer I know here in Canada, I asked him, I said, well, if we've got this Homo Borg genesis, that's what the new species is, in Canadian law, only a person can commit an offense, and you can only commit an offense on a person. But if you're no longer a person as defined like Homo sapiens, then you can neither break the law, nor is it an offense to break you under the law, because you're not human anymore. And, he never got back to me on that, because I guess it was too big for him to swallow at the time. He's coming along, but, it's at a slower speed. And these are massive changes that don't think the enemy. This has probably been their mantra of what they've been preparing for all along. So not only do they own you, it's not an offense to kill you because you're no longer human anymore. And so they may use that as their option out should there ever be some kind of overturn to bring them before the courts, which is highly unlikely. I think it would just be the court of mass Mussolini or something like that, that people just had enough and settle it there in the town square and it's all over, sweep it up and go back to normal. But a terrible thing is happening in NATO. NATO is dissolving the 1997 Founding Act. Lithuania is the one bringing that in. So that prevents permanent military bases on the Russian border. So Poland, Bulgaria, and Finland will be establishing that. Poland's doing it right now. That's where your reservists are going. They're going to the Sulaki Gap between Kaliningrad and Belarus to fill that pocket. And there's also a rapid reaction force being assembled of 100,000 soldiers. And they're building a super high speed, well, actually two super high speed highways to take resources into there. One of the other, terrible things is the NATO war plan was leaked. I didn't even notice when it happened because as I looked it up to check my source, it was leaked in April. And what I'm hearing now is they're going after a lot of news editors in Germany who had access to it or got their mitts on it, and they've been taken into, like, covert custody, and they're beating the snot out of them to try to find out where these things are, where they went, and what they know. So by and large, it's a war plan. It's over 4,000 pages long, and it just means we're taking Russia out at the kneecaps. End of story, even if it's nuclear war.
Yeah,
and
I was
Russia
afraid of that,
has to know
George.
All this.
Of course they do. They know very. They know damn good and well what's going on. I mean, this is sad state of affairs in America. And unfortunately, George, I've got calls stacking up because you say a lot of controversial things and a lot of people are going, "Oi, I want to chime in on that." God bless you, sir. I appreciate you. Conspiracy-cafe.com is your website. And I appreciate you. God bless you, sir, for the fact you care and you're getting the insight. We appreciate that. Bob in Ohio, you are on the phone. Go ahead.
Good morning. Actually, it's Tom. But,
oh, Tom. Okay. Somebody put Bob. Oh, yeah, we can have the Bob and Tom show. You know Bob and Tom. Okay. Hey, feel good Friday. It's okay. Go ahead, Tom.
I got a suggestion for those people that don't like the way you do your show with the humor and the sarcasm and the satire. Watch MSNBC.
Joy Reid and the readout. Yeah. Oh, that'll. Oh, that's good. That's good. I love it.
there you go. Now, we got a special election coming up in Ohio in August. They want to change it so you have to have a 60% majority to change the Constitution, state Constitution.
Wow.
And I'm okay with that because I don't like 51% of the people telling the other 49% what they got to do.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a bigger majority than that.
Yep.
But the problem comes in, they just passed a law not too long ago that we can't have special elections in August because of low voter turnout.
Oh, well, you know, that's the thing, Tom. The part of the problem with the low voter turnout is that the few get to come in and vote for the many. And that's not right, is it?
Well, no, it's not democracy either. And I know we don't have a democracy.
You're thinking
because, you know,
that.
You're going to have, like, maybe if you're lucky, a 1% or 2% turnout. So, you know.
Yeah, that's sad. I hope they can resolve this. Ohio is not well, from what you're telling me. They've got a lot of conflict there that needs to be resolved, not to mention all the people that have been injured by this train derailment.
Right. And, there's the Biden administration's involved in this because we're getting a lot of chip manufacturers and battery manufacturers coming in and buying up farmland and residential areas and going to build all these new plants. And, you know, and with our free market economy, that all these businesses are going to be subsidized by the Biden administration. And, of course, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats and, you know. So there's just tons of money coming into the state from the federal government.
This, Tom, this really bothers me because of the fact of these chip plants. What kind of chips are they making? The kind that they implant in people? Nobody's asking that question. Good point. Thanks for your call, sir. Yeah. It what?
Yep.
Yeah, we don't know. But I God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call and your comments and everything. You just, boy, that just unleashed another thought process, didn't it? Keith in Oklahoma, you're on. Go.
Good morning. Hey, I love it when George calls. I love hearing all his information, the way that, you know, he articulates things great. Same way you do, Dave. You know, I have a lot of admiration for people that can do that. You articulate things in ways that I only wish I could. But I was kind of going to piggyback on what Tom started off with there about, you said earlier in the week about the people, I guess, that emailed and complained about, your format, the way you're doing things on the show. And I heard you doing your Cheech and Chong earlier, and I thought, I got to call in and say I've always appreciated that about you, the way you mix in the satire and, you know, because it kind of brings it to light to, you know, people that may not be, you know, interested in hearing the truth, you know, and I appreciate what you do. And I just wanted to say that on this Feel Good Friday, right? I want you to feel good. All right.
Well, God bless you, sir. I appreciate that. And here's the thing. We are, and I've said this before, Keith, you just hit the nail on the head with why I'm doing what I'm doing, because maybe people who are miserable and don't like it. And I got to tell you this, our kids and our grandkids are being educated by the libtard media and the libtard institutions. They start in elementary school. Well, you got to go to college and get a degree so they can brainwash you some more, turn against your parents, rat your parents out. I mean, the thing is they're deliberately trying to tear up the family unit. So what is it that we need to try to do to draw more listeners onto the show? Because the younger people, we need to get their attention somehow. And all they're interested is in Beavis and Butthead and Bart Simpson. This is all they care about. They play on TikTok. Yeah. And the only way you're going to get their attention is to do something funny that amuses them because their attention span is 10 seconds long. So, you know, you got this. You nailed this, Keith. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. All right. Like I said, we'll talk to you later. Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Appreciate it. Jim in Missouri, you're on. Go ahead.
Dave, there's two or three calls back. Yeah, I think it might have been George. I was talking about if the enemy changes your DNA that they own you. Well, that's only if you're stupid enough to agree with it and go along
there!
With it.
They
don't own
that.
Me no matter what. I don't give a crap what. They don't own me. But anyway, what I call about was to find out if you've heard anything from somebody like Tom Renz, whether or not they're actually putting that mRNA in the beef yet or not.
Well, from what we understand, it isn't happening yet, but Whole Cows, who we are partnering with PowerHourBeef.com, there is a whole bunch of people out there that are starting to rise up and go, you know what, we're going to make sure that they don't inject the jab in there. And this is what they're going to do, is try to put mRNA in there too. They're going to get that vaccine in the unvaccinated by any means necessary. I mean, mRNA, we already know pork has been contaminated. Now we got to be very careful. You can't buy Smithfield because they're owned by China, and you can guarantee they've tainted their supplies. And of course, you know, if they want to come after me, it's like, look, I get discovery, folks. I'm going to have all your stuff tested to see what kind of crap you put in it. So, you know, the thing is people are scared about all their food being contaminated. That is, like you, Jim, the smart ones that get it, that have been listening and paying attention. This is a big problem. And see, we're trying to get together with people, and you got to find people locally that believe the way Whole Cows does, because, you know, this is freeze-dried stuff. It comes in a container. It's vacuum sealed. It's going to last you for a long time. You can put it in your arsenal. I mean, these are the things we're trying to do because we're all about solutions here. But this whole scenario has got half of Americans on edge because they don't know from one day to the next. I mean, now we've got mRNA salad. You know, I mean, you go to the restaurant now, you don't know what they're going to feed you. I got people calling me, telling me I got food poisoning last night. I'd never been to this restaurant before. It was the first time, and I came home and barfed my guts out. Now I'm just like, oh, seriously, you know, you really need to scope out. Well, it smelled good. Okay, fine. See, we don't know. And this is a problem. Going to the store, you got to pay attention to ingredients. And you know, right now, Missouri, by the way, is trying to pass that law where they have to identify what's in it. And if there is mRNA, they have to categorize and uncategorically tell you there's mRNA in this product. So you can make a choice whether you want to buy it or not, if you even bother to read the label, which most people don't. So,
mRNA, what does that stand for exactly?
Well, there's two schools of thought here, and I know there's people out there that will argue with me on it. mRNA is messenger RNA, which is ribonucleic acid. And RNA basically is, through a process called reverse transcriptase, alters your DNA, which is deoxyribonucleic acid, which is what God created, and that basically alters it and makes it something other than human. So there's another mRNA definition called modified RNA, which is also being bandied about, and this is what the mainstream media is covering up, because they don't want you to know that because of what George said about taking this stuff, and we have this conversation for a reason. I've talked about it before. Like Monsanto, he brought that up. I'm going, dude, you hit it. You nailed it. When you're looking at what happened with Monsanto and all their stuff blowing over into a farmer's field nearby, and all of a sudden Monsanto shows up and said, nope, we own you. You've infringed on our patent. And so then all of a sudden they take the farmer's land in court. End of story. This is how they're doing it. This is how corporate America is doing what the government can't. So this is another, yeah, this is just insane. This is where the conversation came up about the people who were stupid enough to take the jab. I'm sorry for all you people. You were fooled. And it cost you. It's cost you your life. At some point in time, I mean, we've had the nurse on before, Laura. Nurse Laura was just on. You know, all these people are being ejected, and we've got all these vaccine-injured people out there that either got modified RNA or messenger RNA. We can't say which, because they're being treated right now. And we know that they're going to start degrading. And see, they're eventually going to die.
Yeah, I know a lot of them already have that I know. Do you call that call it the jab? A jab can be anything. Why not call it what it is? I call it a death shot.
Clot shot, death shot.
Have you ever come up with the name of the jab?
Yeah, well,
a jab could be a jab, but somebody jab you with their elbow. That doesn't really tell you what it is. But I call it a death shot because it kills you. You know,
it's fair. That's fair. I'll give you that, Jim. I really will. I'll give you that. A death shot, clot shot, whichever. I mean, people that they're digging these blood clots out of, and then the people who got vaccine, they call it a vaccine because that's the only thing they can relate to. Oh, well, we'll take a vaccine because it'll prevent us from getting COVID. No, it won't. It's going to not only give you COVID, it's going to alter your DNA. Screw you. Your immune system is gone. It's shot. And you're going to sit there and be in denial as it eats away at your system, and then you've got nothing left and you die of stage four cancer, because that's also happening. So this is just total craziness, Jim. You hit it right on the head. It is a death shot. So, I'll give you that.
Stupid doctors took it their own selves, or at least they claim they did. I can't believe they could be so stupid. I never did go. I saw through it right from the beginning. I won't take any of that crap. I will not go to a doctor. They're not doctors anymore. The government took them over. They're nothing but hired killers and drug dealers. That's all.
And, yeah. Thank you for that, Jim. God bless you for that. I'm glad you said it, because there's a lot of people out there that are thinking that same thing. We got a video, by the way, that you can watch. Six AK-47s strapped together as a Ukrainian anti-drone gun in action. It's funny. We'll be back after the break with Taylor giving away that satellite system. Stay with us.
Your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.